Hey everyone, this is Mo here from We Talk Wrestling, of course. I just kind of want to let everybody know exactly what's going on with this particular show. Addie and I did this show Monday night after watching Raw, and we're trying to do something a little bit different. We recorded this show over Skype, and we were planning to put in some music, which we are doing. We talk about putting in 10 songs, 5 each. Unfortunately, because I can't count, we did 4 songs each, and it's 8. But nevertheless, I do want to let everybody know, because it was recorded over Skype, we do have some audio issues. We're a little bit out of sync, and it sounds like I'm talking over Addie a little bit. We've tried to fix the problem, being unable to do so. But really, this episode is about the music anyway, so I hope you all enjoy. And, of course, we'll be back with some more good stuff really soon. Meanwhile, on with the show. Thank you.
Before you get started, I have something to say.
Depressing to see, 'cause you know you can't be better than me. Start at the bottom and long for the top. I'll always be here to make your dreams stop.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addie and Mo. Hey
and
yo,
that
I'm
means
Addie.
I'm Mo.
Sorry
about your damn luck.
Sorry about you.
Oh, I forgot to say, hey, yo. Hey, yo.
Really?
That means I'm Mo.
Like Scott Hulse. Yeah. The fat one.
But not the ugly one. So anyways.
No. How is your mom?
Syphilis.
Oh. Again. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
All right, so we talk wrestling. So this is basically what's going to happen on this show. We're going to go over Raw a little bit and a little bit of the news, but there's not much going on. So we're going to do something a little bit different on this show. We're going to play – we're each going to pick 5 songs and play them, 5 of our favorite themes.
Well, we had our good friend, the Bannable, asked us – you see – got his question in. We didn't see it last week, and so he said his question was to talk about our favorite music. And so we thought, okay, well, rather than do that, we'll talk about them and
we'll play them, especially so, with not like much a promo going on. Show. Now, of course, we're recording this right after we watch Raw on Monday night, so hopefully some huge news won't happen in the time it takes me to edit the songs in. But if that happens, obviously we're going to record some sort of follow up. But hopefully that won't happen.
Yes, that's true. If Dixie Carter dies, the show will be largely the
pretty
same.
Pretty much just put it up as is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But let's see. What's going on in the world of professional wrestling? The Rock definitely requires some surgery from the WrestleMania. I guess they pushed his intestines back in through a hole that was in his abdomen. So that's not good.
So wait a second. You're saying it isn't a work?
No, it's still a work. It's just he's going to work the surgery. I believe the surgery is with Dr. Isaac Yankum.
DDS. Yes. No, so the guy's hurt. So my question for you is, and he said now this may be my last match. So my question for you is, what do you do to replace him?
Taker.
Taker and who?
Taker and Brock. Well, the whole thing, what do you do to replace him? It was Rock and Brock. So it's a matter of what do you do with Brock now, and I do Brock and Taker. I mean, that's...
And after after Brock goes over on Triple H.
In the cage. And, well, and I mean, he's going to have other matches too, right?
Maybe one more.
So the cage... one or two, yeah. The cage coming up to me is just, like... The story was Hunter had to be victorious. The babyface had to be victorious in the end. But really, Brock needs to win. So now we have a cage match.
No, it's actually you know what it is actually fortuitous. Is that a word? Is that a word?
That
it's,
could be.
It's lucky.
Is that like
that they actually have stuff? You know this third match because then the guy who should have won can won. Or can win.
Yes.
Can win out, is what I'm saying.
That's fortuitous.
Fortuitous. Also lucky.
I don't think The Rock has a pituitary gland anymore. I think they're going to take it out.
That could be. Well, I thought that's what caused the man tits.
Oh, no. Steroids.
Oh,
steroids
okay.
did that.
Okay.
Yeah. But, and knee pads. But, and steroids. But, I think that, I don't know, I just look at
It gives you one match, but all of a sudden, instead of having Undertaker against, say, John Cena, and Brock versus Rock, now all of a sudden you got one. You still got to replace somebody. You still got to find someone to replace him. I mean, the obvious guy is, do whatever the fuck you could do to get Austin in.
Yeah, and do Austin and...
Or Austin and Cena.
No, you do Austin.
Or you do Austin. And Brock.
Yeah, there is that. Or you could do Punk and Brock. You know, you could build that. That's a story that
easily
could
told.
Be fairly easy to do, right?
They're both gaming guys, right?
And then you could leave.
Not John Byrne
exactly.
guys.
Then you could leave. Who? Then you could leave Cena and Taker alone, right?
Yeah,
keep that match
exactly.
on. So, yeah.
Now,
so
you can't get Steve Austin, you're fucked, aren't you?
With your mom.
And $20.
Yeah, that can buy many peanuts. Either way, I mean, as I said, you losing The Rock, where it may mean some buys in terms of there. Again, we don't know the number. Talking about it being disappointing, still going to be a good, a great number in terms
and
of
disappointment
WrestleMania.
Disappointment is because the shitty build, also just at the end of the day, people were bored with the main event match. If it had been Rock against Brock, it would have done better.
Well, The Rock means things to business. I don't think that The Rock not being at WrestleMania 30, destroys WrestleMania 30 by
any stretch. No, I don't think so either. But I do think you got to replace him. I think you got to,
Well, it depends on do you build that or you build WrestleMania 30 around the end of the streak, the Undertaker, last match.
Yeah, that would help. And maybe you do something,
win or lose.
You do something like a unification of the world title, something like that,
Yeah, exactly. Ziggler or something, right? I mean, you could do some guys that are under there to do the title unification. Two guys that aren't necessarily your top stars, but if you do a title unification, you might be give it a little bit of meaning. Right?
Yeah, I mean, with other than Austin, they no longer have anybody out there. What would Goldberg mean?
No.
Fuck all. And he's 48. Like,
yeah, there is nobody. Batista means shit.
Batista would mean a slight bid in the right match, but not much.
Not much. Batista's Lex Luger, essentially, right? So, there is nobody, and that's okay.
Finally. We're finally at the point where they can't go to outside help for, to try and cover up shitty booking for years. It's time for them to actually have some good booking.
You know who is available when we're talking about former world champions is David Arquette.
Yeah, but who would make a difference?
That's right. Fatu.
And he's available.
He is available. He follows us on Twitter. He can get this.
He could hear this. He won't, but he could.
Make diff Fatu.
All right, so.
Is his one the music that you picked? Is one of the musics
no,
you picked?
I wish I had. You kind of picked, the Too Cool Fit theme. That was pretty good. That na 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 na.
So, I'm watching Rikishi right now.
Yeah, you are.
Put some pants on.
Oh, but I never do.
I know. That's why we can't go to restaurants anymore. Someone who we're talking about, The Rock. The Rock should probably never wrestle.
I think he will.
Will he? I could see him doing one more.
I don't know if it'll be against Brock, I believe he will have one more match.
Yeah, just a goodbye going on top. I did enjoy that in the same interview in which he admitted his surgery and admitted that, you know, he's trying not to do it, and also talking about how the plan was Brock at WrestleMania and how they had to – he went into some detail about how they did have to scrap that and everything. And, you know, was he pissed with the finish? And the best – that was the best part was the guy – because I'd heard this online from, you know, I'm assuming people whose testicles haven't dropped yet, talking about how he's pissed the finish. And he said, you know what, WrestleMania – right before WrestleMania 28 – we came up, or WrestleMania 27, rather, we came up with this three-part plan. Match, rematch, done. Like,
idiot. This is always the plan.
So, this is always the plan, and Brock being the plan, I mean, he might still go through with it, I don't know.
I believe he will, but I think we will have, I think he'll have one more match. I do believe he will, but, I mean, he might not. So, anyways, Raw from England, what do you think?
It was Raw, you know. It's really what we will come to expect from Raw. I mean, this one had Undertaker wrestling in you know, the highlight of the program.
Easily the biggest star in Raw, obviously.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I mean, right behind Fandango. And no, but Undertaker, I mean, out there had it, you know, again, you know, the Shield going over. Good move.
Yeah.
You know, in a good match.
And so, it'll really mean something when somebody finally beats the Shield.
Yes, yes. Or they could just, what I'm thinking is that Rollins goes off and makes the Shield Wolfpack, where they wear red armor, and nobody actually beats them. That's how I book it.
The hell are you saying? I don't get what you're saying.
That nobody beats the Shield. The Shield split into two and feud with each other.
Oh, okay.
Business. Talking about money.
I don't see it. No, the whole point is it's the three of them together. Once you have split Ambrose up, it's no longer the Shield.
No, but it's called the Shield Pack, and he wears red.
Cassius Ohno.
There you go. Cesaro. He already wears red.
It's true. And he yodels.
Yes, oh, fuck.
Other than that, I think you pretty much summed up Raw. Like, it's very much a show that kind of happened. The Foley Ryback Cena thing didn't really mean much as far as I was concerned. Attacking Ryback was the right thing to do. But, you know, I mean, Cena saving him or whatever. Cena getting the attitude adjustment on Ryback. I don't know how this makes you want to see the match.
No. I did like the Shield arriving in the helicopter, too. I thought that was cool. But I don't know. I mean, again, they're 6 weeks away. What is it, May 19th when Kane's movie comes out is the date that the pay-per-view is. So you've got time. We have what, the triple threat world title match. We have the Ryback John Cena match.
Well, that's not
match,
6 weeks.
And we've got the cage match. Well, no, but we started 6 weeks. So what do we got, like
four weeks now,
3 weeks?
Four rounds.
Yeah, so and I'm assuming, I mean, again, Fandango costing Jericho a match. Fandango, of course, over as we expected in England, but or at least a song. But
his song is over. He's not. Even then, he wasn't getting the reaction of Jericho, which is why it was good to have him and Jericho interact. And I like Jericho dancing with his woman. That was kind of, you know, whatever. It was all right.
But they did. I mean, the fact that they're going to have that rematch then. See, I mean, you have an Extreme Rules card. I don't know if you do a rematch in a tag with Orton and Sheamus against Show and Henry.
See, I'm sure that's where they were building for the pay-per-view, and then they gave it away on SmackDown. I think.
Oh, yeah, so that's where they're building
for the pay-per-view. Well, I'm thinking probably. I could see Big Show versus Orton singles. I mean, for sure, I'm pretty sure Sheamus versus Big Show is going to be
Henry.
or sorry, Sheamus versus Henry is going to be a singles match. Though I could also see them putting Henry and Show together as a team going forward. The idea being that they can't, nobody could beat them, and having them against building up them against Team Hell No, I could easily see that.
Mm-hmm. So a couple of I don't know. You're gonna get some pilot wrestlers, right, to could chop them down to size, because they would be the new Twin Towers.
You know, Daivari could be one of them.
Daivari, I was just about to say Daivari and Sanjay Dutt. There you go. Remember when AJ Styles was like in WCW? There were him and Air Paris, Airborne, and they were like
Airborne.
Yeah, Evan Airborne.
There you go. We do Daivari and Airborne.
There you go.
Yeah. Why not? Excellent. He's not around.
No, that's true. He's more of a square. But I think that that pretty much sums up Raw.
Pretty much.
I mean, I don't know.
Pretty much. But, we see Cesaro getting pinned everywhere.
Oh, fuck. The yodeling jobber.
No, it's part of, like I say, part of the process that they set up for these guys, build them down now. And that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Undertaker wouldn't hug Daniel Bryan. I thought that was kind of funny, actually. But, you know, it was all right.
Zack Ryder, jobbing out.
People obviously Fandango and Regal. You mentioned Fandango being over. Obviously, Regal being over as well.
Well, that was the retarded part, is it? And again, that's where you get into where there's no real hope of anything. Is that as much as they want to tell you how cool Fandangoing is, and especially Jerry Lawler should point out what's hip to me. That's wonderful. But as much as they want to tell you how cool Fandango is and how Fandango is Fandango and Fandango is this phenomenon, and then you go to England and you put him against...
Well, that's it. That's we want you to Fandango. Right. We want him to be over, but we don't want him to be a babyface. Well, you can't really have both.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're fucking idiots is what you are.
And AJ is going to get the title shot against Caitlyn for winning a female battle royal, and I could give a shit.
Well, just again, that gives AJ.
We've been waiting for it forever. Ziggler, so. Both of,
yeah, exactly. So it makes sense. Whatever, go for it. Big E,
I really
Ryder,
think there's a really strong chance that Ziggler loses the belt here at the pay per view. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
Big E looked good. I like Big E's music. We're talking about music. He's not on my list of music, but I do like Big E's music.
Yeah, I hate his tights.
Well, he did in the backstage vignette when AJ and Dolph were making out and Ziggler was – or Big E was staring at him, and he said, quit creeping and go. And so Big E kind of just turned around and left, and then he beat the shit out of Ryder in the ring. But – Ryder possibly turning heel. Who knows?
Ryder possibly turning heel.
Well, there was that, what was it, the Z True Long Island Story returned for 38 seconds where he did it and then he basically said, fuck off, I'm not doing this anymore.
Ryder turning heel is so much money.
Oh, it is.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's better for him to turn heel because it's something, but it's just like, you know, they're going to fuck it up.
Oh, yeah, it's just running in place, right? It's that thing. But one person not on Raw was Rosa Mendez.
Sent home for partying too much.
Party hardy. Yes. Personal.
Party. She likes to go to the club and dance to all the hits.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, she... well, that's just it. She's top 40 hit person, right? So... That's what she'll do. And all the guys are hitting on her. It was just
a little embarrassing.
A little bit rough. So,
well, they all thought they could hit that.
Well, yeah, I know. Sick. But speaking of Divas, the E channel going to be, what is it called? Total Divas?
Yes, five Divas we know. The Bellas, what is it? The Pterodactyl Bitches, was that their name? Really? What?
The Pterodactyl
Isn't that them?
Bitches,
the dancing ones.
Oh, the fuck your Mactyls! Yeah. Yes. I think, yes, they're going to be on it. And then Natalya.
Why not? You don't want Rosa on. Yeah.
No, you don't. You don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
I mean, some people. I know some people say she'd hit it out of the park.
Well, yeah, hit it into the ground, maybe. But there's two divas, one named Eva Marie and one named JoJo.
Green
Offerman.
As hell, but athletic, apparently.
Yes, yes, from Dominican.
I think this will be very, very interesting for Natalya. She could be the one who really emerges out of this based on the fact that she'll probably be largely the role of the mentor, right? And the calm one and whatever. And we'll see how much of this will work, though, right? I mean, obviously, you have to suspect all of it, which means that you might have Great Khali and Natalya there instead for True Life boyfriend TJ Wilson, a.k.a. Tyson Kidd.
I don't think you'd have either. I think you just have Natalya there, and it's not like they're in a house together and all that bullshit. They're just backstage walking around. And you might get a little bit of Khali, but you won't get Kidd because he's hurt. So,
again, it's going to be a work with this. We'll see how entertaining they can make a show like this. Because I see a lot of these shows, and 15% of them entertaining, and 85% of them blow ass.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But Natalya's way that Natalya is going to actually do well on this hinges on how much control of this the E! Network has. Because if they have some control, then Natalya will be seen as the one that, the hot one with a little bit of head on her shoulders that can take some direction and know what they're doing. Whereas WWE will just say, oh, it's just heart fart and keep going the way they've always been going, right? That's really, which will translate into a great, she'll look really good on the show. And then because WWE didn't create it, they won't translate
it
onto the television.
See. I mean, this is essentially a program that was going to be on the WWE network, but of course, that's never going to happen. So they're doing this instead.
Yes, the Divas on a bus or something was the original.
Last eight episodes, I'll be amazed. Six episodes, eight episodes, who knows?
It's more money in their pocket, I guess. You know what I mean? And that's all it is. I mean, really. I mean, they don't have to really do anything, so whatever. That's fine. But, it does. I mean, it does more obviously point out that there is no network. I mean, we knew, but yeah. It's all but confirmed.
Yeah, exactly. Show. I just want to see the one they did with the Legends.
Yeah. Legends House. Can't wait till that shows up on WWE.
You know what? I don't care where it shows up. If it's WWE.com, I'll be happy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. One of the things on WWE.com, because this week, the WWE Championship turns 50 years old this week. The WWE.com all week is going to be counting down the 50 greatest WWE Championship matches. What do you got for number one?
50 greatest championship matches, number one?
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, you throw that out there.
Slaughter and Hogan.
Nope.
Oh.
I don't know, man. That's tough. That's tough. I mean, immediately you think it's got to be something that took place at a Mania. You know?
It could be. I mean, really, one of the best. We're talking about the WWE Championship, though. I mean, that's different because Benoit went for the world, right? So that was for the big gold belt. So. The actual WWE Championship, I don't know, has had a great
obviously
match.
There was a couple of Rock and Austin matches that were terrific.
I was going to since then, though, I'm drawn in terms of great. I mean,
the original Iron Man match will do well in this list.
Oh, yeah, it was a shit match, but it'll do well
in this
list.
I don't think it was a shit match, but hey. Well, that's because you have no attention span. You're not bright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's to watch shit. I have no attention span. That's why Raw took me like half an hour to watch. If I had stars during that Iron Man match and I watched it live, it would have taken me all of like 5 minutes.
Yeah, because you can't appreciate psychology and storytelling. Not that bright. This is the same. You can't enjoy that match for the same reason you can't read a book.
Because they suck. Yes, I agree.
All right. Anyways, let's just move on, though, because immediately you think WrestleMania, and you're right. Nothing. Yeah. I mean, both of those Rock awesome matches were pretty damn good matches. But, you know. Lesnar and Angle, was that for the world? That was for the world, wasn't it? Or was it WWE?
That was WWE.
Yeah, that's right, because Hunter defended against Booker of the world.
Booker and his people, yeah. Let's see. No, I mean, the Mega Powers exploding, you know, is it was a good match.
Yeah, yeah, WrestleMania 5, yeah. WrestleMania 6.
Yeah, WrestleMania 6 again. You know, I'm trying to think of...
WrestleMania 8, the Savage and Flair.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I wouldn't put it in the.
I think it was very good.
The same. Yeah, but if you're giving me those three, that's number three.
Probably number two for me. I think I'm probably ahead of the Hogan one, but as a match.
Yeah.
But again.
So, two.
You know. Yeah. I mean, then you move on to SummerSlam. You know, where's
that cage match with Brett and Owen?
Yeah, that's got to be up there.
I'm just thinking of SummerSlams because SummerSlam didn't really have the title defended in it. You know, that was kind of its gimmick, right?
It
was
tag.
Two were the tag, first three.
Yeah, but since 91, it's been defended.
No, it wasn't a 91. 91 was a tag.
Since
92. Oh, okay. Yeah, and actually, there that Flair or that Savage and War.
Right.
No, it was.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. It was
Savage and Henning were against Ramon and Flair.
No, that's the Survivor Series.
Oh, that's right.
It was defending against the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, that's right.
He did
defend against Ultimate Warrior. Yeah, that's right. Another good match. Brett and Undertaker. The Heart and Soul match was good. I don't know if I'd put this in 50 greatest. And then there's all the ones like, you know, are you going to consider any of the matches? I mean, are you, like I said, I mean, there's a match out there you can find on YouTube. It's in a Broadway match, goes an hour. It's, Bob Backlund defending against Greg Valentine. It's great. But they're not going to put that in there, right? So you got shit like that.
Well, I mean, you got to think of 50. And again, they got to put some more shit in for the the last, 10 years.
Not even horseshit. I mean, there's some stuff that would deserve. Like, Punk and Cena should be near the top of the list.
Yeah, there should be a Punk and Cena.
Yeah, the Money in the Bank match should be right up there.
I mean, yeah,
it could very well be number one. I wouldn't bitch about it.
That's true. That's very true. I could do that too. And yeah, even the you think of the Cena, Shawn Michaels hour match in England on Raw, you know, or whatever it was. It wasn't an hour,
was,
you know, there. You know, that's they'll throw like a Hunter Cena or something in there too. You know, just to have it right. But
they might, I mean, I'm. Like I say, SummerSlam, I mean, Survivor Series, there's been some good ones, but...
it's just, I don't know, nothing pops out to me as, like, this is the great... I mean, maybe that Money in the Bank, actually, now you say that.
That's got to be up there.
May put in the, you know, and I think all the way back to, said, the Mega Powers and Hogan and the Ultimate Challenge.
It's somewhere in the era when, you know, Kurt Angle was defending the belt and
Angle and Taker at, but I don't know, I think that was for WWE, Angle and Taker at that No Way Out.
I'm pretty sure that was, pretty sure that was WWE.
Yeah.
I mean, something like that you got to think, though, would be, you know, theoretically up there. I feel like there should be a lot more, like there should be a money, Edge versus Cena, Money in the Bank. Or not Money in the Bank, TLC.
You know? TLC,
things like that.
I mean, how about Edge and Flair TLC on Raw?
Yeah, that was awesome.
You know, and you think maybe even when Eddie won the title.
against Lesnar.
You know.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome. So, I mean, there's definitely ones, but you're right. It's tough to...
50. Yeah. I mean, you could fill five of them with just, like, horseshit bullshit from, like, you know, like, Bruno Sammartino came back and, you know, from a broken neck at Stan Hansen and had this classic where it wasn't, but they're going to throw it in there, right? There'll be three Bruno matches in there. But, you know, I even think of, what was it, the Royal Rumble I Quit match with Rock.
Yes, Gold. Yes.
You know, that's got to be...
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But...
Or, you know, I Foley against Triple H at the Royal Rumble.
You know, in Madison.
There's definitely enough out there, but it's just, I think the problem is, you're right, immediately what you think to yourself is, yeah, the best matches should have happened at WrestleMania. And then when nothing pops out of WrestleMania, you find yourself kind of going back through a lot of the small pay-per-views, and you have to remember what happened at fucking... You know, Over the Limit or, you know, whatever.
Wow. That might be a bad example.
You know what I mean? The No Way Out 2001 or some bullshit like that, right? It becomes really, really hard to tell. I mean, if I was to go through the pay-per-views and kind of remember the era and the times, I'm sure I would find some. But, yeah, off the top of your head, it's pretty goddamn hard, actually, so...
It is. I mean, yeah, like you said, it's WrestleMania has not had, you know, title matches where you think, holy shit, right? So, but when you go back and look, it's just, kind of crazy. But interesting to see. Maybe next week.
Well, give me a little time to think on it, sleep on it, and we'll see what we come up with here.
Well, and we'll know the WWE's list because they're doing it all this week. So next week
we'll react to it,
see what... Air list is as well, right? So we should. I'm just going to write that down right now.
There was a match that was a last man standing between Jericho and Triple H. It was awesome. You know, like little ones like that. That's like, you know, you should remember, but you don't.
Vanilla midgets, you mean? Yeah. But, exactly. You should. They should stand out more than they do, but they don't.
All right, so what else we got going on here? Anything else? We want to hit some music.
Well, there was this show. There was this thing on YouTube called NWA Behind the Bash 88. That I don't know why this took so damn long to come out.
Did it just come out? But, I thought this came out a while ago. I heard about this a long time ago. Just hearing that something that they were recording stuff backstage that they thought they could use it, but then they realized they never could. And how did it even get out now? And who owns it? And,
well, that's – I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's out through High Spots because
I don't know. It's
on YouTube, but it was – what's his name there who does all the U-shoots and shit?
Oh, the child molester?
No.
Oh, KFA commentaries guy?
That's
Craig Oliver?
That's it. He was there.
Yeah.
Or Sean Oliver? Oliver knows what his name is.
See? Oliver knows.
He was there? Right at the end. Right at the end when he goes, that brings back a lot of memories. And I think he's there. I'm not sure who he's there with. But was
Jimmy
that
Jam
again?
Garfin.
That's Oliver and Jimmy Jam. Yeah.
Okay. So there was Jimmy Jam holding the video. So.
Well, I mean, I'm watching this and okay, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Well, I was just saying, basically what it is it's the NWA backstage locker room at the Bash at the Beach, 1988, and it's got Dr. Death, Steve Williams, the Road Warriors, Sting and Luger. Those are the primary players, but then there's some Dusty. Dick Murdoch makes an appearance.
Jim Cornette has a pretty long segment.
He does, where he does a Rodney Dangerfield impression. Paul Ellering, who is going to the Yukon next week, said.
Just reading a magazine about Alaska.
Yeah, which is very, very ironic considering he's actually, like, done the Iditarod, right? He's actually, like, taking the dogs through the... Yeah.
Huh?
Hmm? He did who?
Let's edit that out.
Why?
Anyways, when I'm watching this thing, I'm pretty much going, there's that infamous Max Payne tape. that has been been pulled from the WWE with all the guys doing a bunch of pulling a bunch of ribs and doing drugs and cursing and all this stuff that WWE never wanted out there. And this looks pretty much like that's probably what we would have seen if we ever saw that video. This is like the NWA version, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. At one point, Hawk is doing coke, and Luger looks really pissed because Hawk steals some of his coke.
Yeah. And then Sting just looks really uncomfortable.
Sting looks uncomfortable, and yeah, just like, what's going on?
Hawk's
and then
the star.
Hawk is the star. Same with
Steve Williams.
Williams.
Yeah, I'm watching this
going.
If they could have ever used this personality for Steve Williams, he would have been a much bigger star.
Oh, I know. Luger was, I tell you, you see, Luger was pissed that Hawk took his coke because that was for Elizabeth. So, but yeah, Hawk, when he's talking to Dusty.
Dusty's pretty funny, too. I got some boys here. Fucking prima donnas. I got me some fucking prima donnas here.
Shit. They are shit. They're stick shit, baby. But what was it? And then he's talking, and Hawk is translating.
Oh, that was awesome.
It's Ronnie Garvin is a schmuck.
That was awesome.
Fuck yeah, Ronnie Garvin was there. They chopped him a couple of times. They kept chopping Ronnie Garvin. But yeah, Jim Cornette does his Rodney Dangerfield impression.
That was actually the highlight.
I don't know. I guess they thought.
Because that was the highlight. Because they sit there and they go, "Can you tell us about how you were arrested last night for molesting that little boy?" And it's, you know, "I wasn't arrested. That's not true. That was his false story. You know, I wasn't arrested for death and a little boy. I was warned about sniffing the bicycle seats at the schoolyard." But, you know, and it's pretty great.
What was it? He said he got it. He got it plead down to rear-ending or something. I got it pled down a misdemeanor for rear-ending. fuck! That was the creation there of RF video at that point. So.
I'll pretend you said 18. LOL.
Yeah. Well, it's like a 20. It's 20 minutes about.
And if you want to see your heroes and anything that you have left for them, their reputation is completely ruined and stripped away from you. Watch this video. Amazingly, there's no Ric Flair. There is an Arn Anderson, and he does moon you, and he makes sure to spread his cheeks to make sure you get the most.
And he does bodybuilding poses,
but he's fully clothed. Yeah, it's.
Same with Bobby Eaton, and I forget what they do to Bobby Eaton. They like sprayed water on him or something.
Stan Lane was pretty funny.
Sweet Stan Lane. I'm surprised it was no Flair. I don't know what the hell. Flair was probably in the ring.
Maybe. It was at a night when they were talking about how they're talking, and especially in 1988, they're talking about this. Well, I'm supposed to go in here and I'm going to get a little color, and this is what I got to tape up and put the razor blade in my wrists and shit like that. I mean, in 1988, that was really
a blizzard.
I mean, they're talking about Hawk said something about I got to come out third, so I imagine it was a War Games match happening that night or something like that.
Yeah, and I got to go with Dusty saying, "No, I'll be juicing." I don't know. That's interesting. I don't know who Flair would have been. 88, would that have been against Kerry Von Erich at that point? Then probably the summer of 88 was the David Von Erich show there, right? So
Starrcade 88 wasn't that Starrcade 89 actually. Starrcade 88, I think that was the Iron Man tournament, was it?
I think so. It sounds shitty. That's what I was wondering if Flair would have been on there. Flair is the NWA champion in 88, wouldn't have probably been.
And Luger, you know, turn into the Horseman. I don't know. Fuck it. Here we go.
Fuck it.
That's what Wikipedia is for.
There we go. But yeah, I think, well, I mean, Sting and Luger were both there in the, I had assumed it would have been, yeah, you're right, in the Horseman, but Arn Anderson would have been there. I didn't see, who else would have been in the, in, oh, Barry Windham did make
an appearance. Turn that fucking thing off. Yeah, but he was just joking. But,
yeah, he was just joking. But I'm trying to think of anybody else that made a brief, brief appearance. I think Kendall Windham made a brief appearance there,
just,
too. But
Dirk Dick Murdoch, though, might have been the greatest, because you just saw this body walking towards you, obviously just pissed drunk. Like,
and the best beer belly of all time. Like, just like a friggin' barrel.
And you're like, who the fuck is that? Because I didn't think of him as being so tall.
No, I didn't realize he was. Yeah, that's what it was, too. He was almost like a friggin' fee-fi fo-fum. Friggin' Jack and the Beanstalk.
So anyways, we kept on saying Bash of the Beach, but it's obviously Great American Bash. Bash of the
Great
Beach wasn't around back then.
Start until like 92 or something. 93.
At least, yeah. If not later.
92 Beach Blast was 92. That was one with Sting and Cactus.
Okay, so Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard, who somehow when we're talking about best tag teams, we never mentioned last week, fought Sting and Nikita Koloff.
Right, Nikita.
Nikita showed up a couple times. You know, because you would hear him every now and then drop his accent. Midnight Express, which is Bobby Eaton and Sweet Stan Lane, with Jim Cornette, defeated the Fantastics, Bobby Fulton and Tommy Rogers. So there you go. Road Warriors.
Yeah.
Steve Williams, Ginny Garvin, and Ron Garvin defeated Kevin Sullivan, Mike Rotundo, Al Perez, and the Russian Assassin and Ivan Koloff. Barry Windham defeated Dusty Rhodes, and Ric Flair defeated Lex Luger.
Oh, was Lou? Okay. So it is very strange then that Flair was.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, he must have had his own, as the world champ, his own dressing room. That's all you can guess.
Still, though, there was coke in theirs.
But probably less coke than what was in his.
That's true. That's true. And but Hawk could have paid his bar tab.
So yeah, again, Hawk. If you want to see your heroes or anything left that you have for them, any nostalgia left, completely ripped out of your soul.
I know you want to.
We're gonna do the music now?
Like Ico Pro, you gotta want.
You gonna do some music now, or is this show actually good enough without it?
Okay,
because we didn't think we'd talk for as long as we have, anyways.
I know, I can't believe you won't shut up. Actually, I can't. But no, I will do the music. We hype music. We will deliver the music.
No.
You want to go first? Okay. Go ahead. No. Thinking of, well, should we end with the greatest song or start with the greatest song?
We'll end with the greatest song, sure.
Okay, we'll end with the greatest song, so we'll build up. So this isn't the greatest song, so talk about hype. You got to wait for that. But I'll start off with a great wrestling song that starts off just with Mean Gene Okerlund saying, "Folks, you could smell these guys from a mile away. Unless you're downwind, then you can smell them from a couple of miles away. They are the members of the West Texas Rednecks. Bobby Duncombe Jr., Kendall and Barry Windham, and ringleader, the leader of the pack, Kurt Hennig."
Nice. That's it. Rap is crap.
Rap is crap, and a goal like this right now. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
It. Don't get better than that.
Folks, you can smell these guys from a mile away. Unless you're downwind, then you can smell them from a couple of miles away. They are the members of the West Texas Rednecks. They are Bobby Duncombe Jr., Kendall and Barry Windham, and ringleader, the leader of the pack, Kurt Hennig.
Well, let me ask you this. How many people just hate rap music? You know, we got a brand new song here we're going to whip on you. It's called Rap is Crap, and it go like this right here. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
I love country girls. I like Willie Nelson, and don't forget about Merle. There's only one thing that I hate, cause it's a bunch of crap. I like NASCAR racing, Richard Petty's still the king. Yeah, they call me a redneck, but you know that's a beautiful thing. There's only one thing that I hate, cause it's a bunch of crap. I hate rap. There's only one thing that I hate, cause it's a bunch of crap.
You know what? I have all these songs here, and I realized since I didn't have that on my list, that my list sucks. Because any list of wrestling songs that doesn't have that on there can't be any fucking good. I mean, I can't help that.
I know. Well,
all right,
can
do it. All right, let's go. Go. You got another one, or do you want me to go?
Well, I mean, I have a million of these here, so I mean,
all right, I can keep going because I want to see if you can top it. I mean, I know where I would go next, but let's see if you can top it.
Well, I mean, I'll do the spoiler alert and say that we're going to save Jive Soul Bro for the final question. So, I mean, to top that, it would be Jive Soul Bro, but we're gonna save that for the end because that's the, I think we both agree, the greatest wrestling song that's ever been. Yes. So I'll move over. We went from Texas. I'm going to go over to Memphis. Actually, I'm going to go from Montreal to Memphis. Parlez-vous français? Tell all your friends. The Rougeaux's on their way. And the fabulous Rougeaux Brothers, All-American Boys, is a classic.
It's a classic wrestling song, but it's fucking awful.
It is awesome.
All right, let's go on next.
From Montreal to Memphis, parlez-vous français? Tell all the girls the Rougeaux's on their way. Call us pretty boys, we're not a muscle head.
From that, I'm going to do something. I'm going to throw here because you got a couple. I'm going to throw a little sanity into this.
I don't like rock and roll. All we like to listen to is Barry Manilow. How do you not like that?
It's funny. It's good. Triple H has had a lot of good themes, but my favorite, The King of Kings by Motorhead. That fucking song rocks. Awesome. That's what I want to go to.
Yep. All right. right. That was on my list as well. So it was the King of Kings and the Evolution, or the Evolution.
The Evolution theme is also very good, yeah. But King of Kings, that's my favorite. Bow down.
All right. No.
Behold the King. The King of Kings. On your knees, dog. All hail. Bow down to the King. Bow down to the King. In red as he walked from the place where the traitor lost both his name and his face. Through the halls and the corridors, singing in blood, he tasted his grin, and it tasted good. The King took his head, left him broken and dead. Unable to tell. The King took their heads and he sent them to hell. Their screams echo loud in the face of their death. Ripped open, they die with their final breath. They hail the King. The King of Kings.
All right. That was good. We've had country music. We've had heavy metal music. We've had, you know, classic rock. With
Is that what you call that?
Sure. trying to think. Do you have another one? Do you want to go to?
Yeah, I'm going to go to a classic theme that's an actual old school theme. I just can't. If we're going to do best music, there's no way we're not getting out of here without playing Dusty. You know, if Jive Soul Bro was on the list,
right,
then there's no way Dusty wasn't on the list, right?
American Dream.
The Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream Boogie, I believe is the song is called.
The Boogie. Nice.
American Dream. He's just a common man, working hard with his hands. He's just a common man, working hard for the man. Hey, he's a
excellent. I don't know. Yeah, you definitely. I mean, that one is just one of those like get up and dance.
you can't not love it.
You have to love it. I mean, I think I had to move over though from Dusty to someone who actually is black. And that,
are you going to do the Pearl River Plunge? Because that was one I was thinking about.
That was on my list of like if you took all mine, I was going to use it, but my plan B list. But no, I mean, I think we got to have, when we're talking about great music, we have to GRABTHEMCAKES. Grab them cakes.
Hell yeah!
Is that all you do? Grab them cakes. Listen, I don't care what it takes. Great song.
I actually figured you'd be going Pile Driver there, but.
Ah. Maybe next. Okay, let's go to grab them cakes. Okay, yeah. Take some water.
This dance in my neighborhood. Now everybody's doing it because it feels so good. All you need is a partner that know how to move, and the rest are real easy. Just stick the groove. And when you get yourself started, it's hard to stop. You just go for your partners, you know what? And then you grab them cakes. To the left, then you move to the right. then you squeeze your partner with all your might. Or do you let your man loose? Or do you turn him on out? Or do you do your thing? Or just scream and shout? Or do you get yourself stuck and it's hard to stop? Just go for your partners, you know what? And do you G-R-A-B-T-A-T-F-T-A-K-S?
Grab them cakes. Right. Nice job. Nice job.
All right.
I figure I should probably throw in something from TNA, something from WCW, something like that. I was trying to think of something that would work. I like AJ Styles' song, but ultimately I'm going to go with one that I think is a classic. It's pure WCW/NWA. It's the Four Horsemen theme. I love all instrumental and all great.
Yeah, I know it is all great. It's one of the few. I tried to stay away from instrumental for this, but it is definitely, that's, if you're going to go instrumental, that's definitely a good one. Excellent.
And number two on our countdown list, we're number two now at the top 40. We Talk Wrestling, top 40, number two.
Number two.
Because number one is, we know, Jeff Soul. So this is number two. You're announcing number two. Do it in your best announcer voice.
How is this number two? Okay. We only have one more than Jeff Soul.
We've reached up four already.
I gotta narrow this motherfucker down.
How many did you write
so
down?
So many. Oh, it's like, I don't know, I got like 300.
Bring five each.
I know. But see, here's the deal. I mean, how do you leave off don't go messing with a country
boy? That's tough. For me, the one that's being left off, for me, that's the rough is if you ever take a trip down to Cobb County, Georgia.
Cobb County, Georgia. You better read the signs respect to on order. I'd say, here comes the
axe. Here comes the smasher.
Here comes the
it's smasher. It's the walking disaster.
I got to, the Bariquas. That was on my later list. That was actually a really good song.
The Nation of Domination
when it had the Wolfie JCS and Wolfie D,
doing
right?
The rap. That was fucking good.
Yeah. It was fucking good. I was trying to incorporate, like you said, WCW and WWF.
One that was Eddie Guerrero's WCW theme, and then Chavo used it for a while in WWF.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was good. Why Cheat and Steal was a great theme. Razor Ramon, we're talking about instrumental. The great deal.
Had a great song in WCW.
Yeah, that was Come As You Are, covered by Nirvana, right? Yeah.
No, he had a different one. He Nirvana had a second one, too. Not that one, though. He also had As You Are type,
Come As You Are, because DDP had the Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Jericho had Pearl Jam.
Jericho had Even Flow,
And you're going to don't go messing with the Wolf Pack, you know?
Well, that was where I was going to go. That's the one that's sitting there on my list is the Wolfpack theme. If we're going to go back to WCW, then I'm going to go with the Wolfpack.
Right, do it.
Okay.
But say it in your best announcer voice.
I'm going to go with the Wolfpack.
The bad boys are wrestling. Just in competition when the war does the mission. Not no mercy, see the race that is true. If you don't know, you better find out the war pack. It'll prove a point, number one, just believe that you don't want to test it with them. I'll be here for them. Come in the grave with them, you're never walking out again. So you're back on the war pack. Up in a body bag. Took your chances. Now it's time to show you were wrong. In the rain, this is poor. All you sucks, not strong. Day in, day out, the war back for life. Tell them who has the guts to come in the rain tonight. We care about the rapper because we make our own rules. You don't have where to take the field day shoes. See, it's just a crowd pleaser on the run of leave. You're the punishment for making enemies with these soldiers. Don't turn your back on the war back. Don't turn your back. Back is back, cause a mass destruction. Guess who see it? The bad boys are wrestling. Just in competition when the war does the mission. Not no mercy, see the race of the street. If you don't know, you better find out the war pack. It'll prove a point, number one, just believe that you don't want to mess with them. I'll be here for them, come in the ring with them. You're never walking out again. Don't turn your back on the war pack. Don't turn your back.
turn your back on the wolf pack. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. You might wind up in a body bag.
All right, we're back, and that means there's only one left to go. It's Jive Soul, bro. Anything you want to say about the, like we say, we think this is the best wrestling song of all time. I mean, I still love, there's still a lot more out there. I love the DX theme. I love Vince McMahon's theme, Austin's theme. You know, I love the Diesel. I love the Diesel when he had the harmonica and everything. You know, that full sound. That
when The Rock made fun of it. Ultimate Warrior, you got Vader. The Vader, the Million Dollar Man,
Honky Tonk,
Honky. Yeah, I mean, there's so much, right? You're just really a bastard for saying we need five each.
Mm-hmm. And then if you want to go TNA, you can also go with another great song. That's the James Storms, long necks and redness. It's a wicked song. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of great stuff out there, but, yeah, Gangrel. Fuck, there's another good instrumental one.
Yeah, yeah, the Brood was really, that was a good one. Even the Trish Stratus, you know, and it was like, oh, we're going to
It was Little Kim.
Yeah. That...
Yes.
Was it? No, Little Kim was, Stephanie's.
I'm pretty sure that was also Little Kim.
No. I don't think so.
Gonna Google it now?
No.
All right, Google it. Meanwhile,
talk about Jive Soul Bro.
Jive Soul Bro. When it came out off the Pile Driver album, Slick is a heel and a good, nice, good heel manager. The second that song comes out, for me, as a kid, I can't hate him anymore because the song is too damn good. Now, that was a big woman.
Yeah, and you related to that because he's like, my mom.
Hmm. I don't know, but I don't really want to talk about your mom this show.
Why?
Anyways, what does it say?
It doesn't. I'm still looking it up.
Now we're going to have to make an edit or I'm going to have to bullshit.
Well, you do that all the time, so it's not going to look.
Here's, I'm going to look. I'm just going to look up, see if I can find some other songs though that are great that we might have missed a perfect song.
Yeah, that was a very good instrumental one. Again is, you know, as I said, nothing pump more. I mean, Real American.
Well, Real American's classic too. Yeah. Yeah, Real American is. Let me see here. We got, as I said, I already mentioned Pearl River Plunge. I kind of like the Psycho Sid music that he was using. The Too Cool we mentioned earlier. For a modern song, I don't mind Sheamus' song. I think that's pretty good.
I fucking hate Sheamus.
I like the, when he was dressed like the yellow yield sign, I like the Owen Hart's there. RVD had Walk Eight. From Pantera. I think that was really cool.
Yeah, in ECW.
Big Show's is iconic.
With the Monday Night Football deal. It says Little Kim everywhere I can see it, so I guess.
Yeah. Mark Henry's has been one of my favorites for a long time.
So. Yeah, somebody going to
John Cena's. Not the one he is now. My Time Isn't Bad song, but the one he had before, what was that called? Dr. Thugonomics?
So you think you're untouchable? Word Life, this is basic Thugonomics? Yeah,
I think
one
that
was
pretty great. There was a point there.
The God
Before he got his current music, his first music, and The Godfather is good too, but I was going to say Rey Mysterio.
Right. Who's that jumping out the sky? R-E-Y? Yeah.
I like that one. And the Just Close Your Eyes, the one that what's his name, Christian has there. I like the Rob Zombie one that Edge had.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Voodoo Child Voodoo Child from Hulk Hogan is, you know, again, one of the best. So, Goldberg's theme was pretty damn good.
Yeah. Yeah. Edge is, yeah, never gonna stop me, never gonna stop.
So, yeah, that I mean, there's good. Been a lot of good ones. So, all right, Little Kim. So, anyways, we bullshitted our way past that. Little Kim, I'm right once again. You're a fucker. And we're going to go OUT on Jive Soul Bro. But before we do, you're going to do the plugs. Hello?
Oh, hi. How are you?
You're going to do the plugs.
Oh, okay. We have this website, and it's called WeTalkWrestling.com is the website address where all of Mo's blogs are. And what else? We're on iTunes.
We lost our camera here on Skype, so you can't see the finger I'm giving you right now. Assume it's there.
I can see that, actually, yeah. I see both
self
of them.
Self-high-five.
And
good fucking song.
Self, yeah, that was a good song. It's deep, deep.
Of course.
Pain.
Don't forget
also,
Booker T's,
as I said, Stitcher. I always like the yes, yes, no, no.
Yeah.
That one. That part at the beginning in the WCW with the Harlem Heat.
Oh, what about the NWO? How can we forget that?
Yeah, and Voodoo Child for Hollywood Hogan. I mean,
Chris Benoit, whatever, from Our Lady Peace. Nothing else. That was a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Backstreet, how the fuck can we forget that? That's the second best. That Bad Street USA is the second best wrestling song of all time.
No, Wolfpack is. Weren't you listening to the countdown?
No, it's not anymore. Wolfpack may be number two this week, mm-hmm. but all time,
yeah.
Bad Street.
Number one with a bullet? But, yeah, that would be whatever, I guess. But, or with a needle. I'm trying to think of what else we need to deploy. We got WeTalkWrestling.com. We got Addy, ADDIE, at WeTalkWrestling.com. And then we're on iTunes and motherfucking Stitcher. And we're on Twitter at WeTalkWrestling. And we're on Facebook. So do all the shit and find us and like us and follow us and be friends with us and love us. That's going to do it.
Jive so bro, motherfuckers. Jive so bro.
Drive so bro. So in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks. Fried chicken.
Hey, man, what is this? I can't believe it. I can't go anywhere without... bright lights, television cameras, but I don't blame you. I mean, after all, everybody's talking about the hottest album in the country right now, Power Drive, the wrestling album, too, of which yours truly is featured with the number one hit on the album, Jive Soul Bro. And you know what? I don't blame you for following me around because, after all, I can beat Coco Beware singing. I can beat Robbie Dupree singing. I can beat Jimmy Hart singing. And I can beat them all. And not only can I beat them singing, but I can beat them dancing, too. As a matter of fact, I can dance so good that I could beat Michael Jackson dancing, brother. And you guys won't even let me eat my yard bird in peace. Well, I tell you what, if you don't believe that I can beat everybody singing and dancing, then you just check this out. Give me a drum roll, please.
This Girl, hey, you get out. And she got to her feet and began to shout. You a jive so bro, a jive so bro. And you always lying to your friends. You a jive so bro, a jive so bro. And you never get nothing in the end. What you talking about, lady? Well, they thought this dude might learn a lesson, but I didn't learn a thing at all. While late last night I was out there messing with a lady that was 7 feet tall. Now that was a big one. So I said, hey, baby, spend the night at my house. She said,
no way, you jack.
Hey now, baby, can't take no more. So she threw me on the floor in a big old bowl. Singing, yeah, so bro, a jive so bro. And you always lie to your friends. You're a jive so bro, a jive so bro. And you never get nothing in the end.
Jive so bro.
Hey, wait a minute, everybody. I ain't no jive so bro.
Jive so bro.
You might say marvelous, simply marvelous, because, hey, the slickster practices what he preaches. In other words, I tell the truth, and I told you it was the best, like I said in the video. Honesty is the best policy, and I am the best. Will you people please go away and leave me alone so I can rest this golden voice? Yeah.
Hey, man.
Pardon me, Mr. Slickster. Are you going to pay for this chicken?
Well, no, yeah, I paid for it. But hey, man, I thought it was on the house for the star.
Well.